we just identified very quickly that we didn't have eyes and ears on these tributaries. We had sticks in the ground that we would have to send, you know, a human to read to tell us what the water levels were. And that gets a little precarious to send personnel out when rivers are rising and putting them in harm's way to get us a reading.
Since the flooding of May 2011, you've installed 5 new gauges. And are they installed along the river or along the tributaries?
On our tributaries. The Mississippi River has been covered by the Corps of Engineers because they're the ones that have the authority. Our concern was the tributaries because we don't have many people who live on the Mississippi River here like they do further south. But we have a lot of people who live near these and on these tributaries. And so we wanted to put some things in the tributaries that would give us real-time 24/7 data.
And how is that affecting your ability to respond to flooding?
It's enhancing our capability tremendously because now we can build predictive models. And the way we look at the flooding is in 2-foot increments. Basically, if we know what we look like today and what areas are impacted, then the same time tomorrow, we want to know what it looks like with another 2-foot rise.
The river is expected to crest when?
May the 10th.
And is that sort of when the tributaries, when you expect them to be at their highest level too?
Yeah, about the same time. You know, I think we'll get through this with, very minimal impact. The caution is on our tributaries and the Mississippi River, although we're not looking at a 2011 repeat, these are not necessarily recreational waters either. There's a lot of debris in the river coming from the north, full trees. You'll see some rooftops. And so it's just not a recreational time. But, give it a little time. It's going to go down.
Yeah, so you said it's not a recreational time for us. What did you mean by that?
Well, in 2011, we had several scary moments when we would see people out on the Mississippi River in the canoes, kayaks, and we even saw small children being put in the bank of the river during that time to just swim on, in the floodwaters.
Really? In May 2011, people were doing this?
Yes, yes. I think a lot of people don't understand the dynamics of the water. Number one, it's moving very, very quickly. Number two, you may think that there's a bottom right by the bank, but there may not be a bottom. Those are just not waters to treat as recreational waters, and it only lasts a short period of time. The water goes down in a week or so, and then we can get out and enjoy them and do it safely. All of us that love water sports will be right back in it.
Okay, well, Mr. Nations, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.